America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
on the UB Sports Network from Learfield, live from UB Stadium. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, by WGRZ Channel 2, Nike, Pepsi, by Town BMW, and by New Era Cap. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the college football season. For those of us that live for this, we have been waiting all year to be able to say welcome to the college football season, and I know no one lives for it more than you do, head coach Lance Leipold. So welcome to the season. You're already deep into it, and welcome everyone to UB Football Insider. And again, officially welcoming in head coach Lance Leipold to the show. We're going to do this every Monday. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going to talk a lot of football. We're going to talk anything you want. It's your show. We get to talk anything you want to.
I'll just go where you take me here in this thing, Paul.
Be careful of that.
But it's great to be with you. It's great to be back on the field with our players and working, getting ready for the season, first game. And you said it seems to go faster each and every year that it's upon us. But, again, being in year three for us, I know we feel a lot better where everything's at, our day-to-day operations, and we're excited to get going.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because I think you'll, as you've already alluded to, year three is a significant year in your progression as a head coach, and you've been through that before, and all the success you had in winning the six national championships at Wisconsin-Whitewater and becoming the fastest coach to win 100 games in NCAA history. Maybe you remember what your third year was back then. But tell everybody a little bit about how it's not your first year, so you're not in that learning where everything is, and then that second year is sort of making sure that the guys understand the transition. Yeah. What's different about year three?
Well, I think everything, as I said, there's a chance when you look at your roster, and it's not whether or not who was recruited by who. It's just a matter of everybody now. It's probably past 50%. Ours is probably way past 50% of the roster that has been with us. So they understand the yearly routine, let alone the daily routine. So everything when they walk in, it's not new. We don't spend as much time explaining things. And your older players or your veteran players that have been with you are now doing a lot of the little things with the younger players that we don't have to anymore. And everything makes it a little more stabilizing. And as you alluded to, year three is after our first season at our national convention, I had a chance to sit down with a Buffalo area head coach and Dave Clawson at Wake Forest. And he told me even before everything we went through last year happened, he told me, he goes, Lance, you got to be prepared. Your second year will be your most difficult. And I was like, I'm kind of thinking, why? And then then the unfortunate passing of Solomon Jackson, a lot of different things. Guys, you know, decided to move on in the program. And of course, you know, the tough start and tough season that we had last year. And I look back at that conversation and go, boy, was he right? And you look at some of those things. So now year three, I think our players feel more comfortable. We're as a staff more comfortable on what's happening here, how we have to operate within our university, within the community, and also what it takes in our conference for us to be successful.
I think one of the things that's noticeable is when you watch a practice is that you're not, it's a different feel. You know, maybe I don't want to say there's not as much coaching going on, but when I say that, I think you know what I mean, is that you don't have to tell the guys to do as much. They know kind of what they do. So now your coaching goes to a more intricate level.
Yes, we can spend more time on the little things, not just the installation of the play and the philosophy of the play, but we get to more details. We can make it look different ways. And once again, that is, It goes back to being around, having our players help our younger players in the summer, get it taught, a lot of self-teaching. And with that, you can just see the comfort of how practice goes. And, you know, now we got to make sure we build on that as we get to that first game.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with you and what everything that sort of led up to the start of camp here on August 1st. Take us through a little bit about what your winter was like and a little bit that's gone on in your life since really the last time we've had a chance to talk to you. Which is December, right?
I don't remember, something like that. Winter. I can't remember yesterday sometimes, but once we get through with recruiting and signing day, and you know, right away, the thing that you find out, especially as we move into August here, kind of going about how everything just seems to go faster and faster in the calendar year. But you go from signing day to winter conditioning workouts right away, and we get time with our players to meet. Then we moved up spring football to 2 weeks before spring break instead of just starting afterwards. So that's 3 weeks of moving up so that by the time spring practice ended, we could get our coaches out recruiting faster and all those things. So then all of a sudden it's mid-May. We come in and start working on everything that they've seen out recruiting. The head coach cannot go out recruit in the spring. And then June is camps, and we get 10 days of camps and a little bit of time with our guys. And then the month of July is a little bit of family time. We have a dead period, and that's probably the time we have the most to give back to our families.
Yeah. Apparently, your family time was rather interesting. Care to tell us about your whale watching experiences?
We went whale watching Memorial Day weekend, and actually first trip to Fenway Park, and so that was it. But the whale watching, that was awesome. We did it in New Hampshire, Rye, New Hampshire, and saw over 25 whales.
Really?
They said normally you might see 3 to 5, so we were pretty lucky, But the whole family went there, and then we were in Minnesota. We stopped in Wisconsin quickly, but on our way to Minnesota for my daughter's volleyball tournament, then we back here for 24 hours, then we went to Florida for a while. So we're not home very often, it seems, but probably had one of our best summers as a family in a while.
What'd you think of Fenway Park?
It was awesome. It was awesome, you know, but after seeing it, and you know, we had great seats, and it was a great experience again for the family. You know, from a guy from the Midwest that you know, trying to take advantage of all the great things that we could see in this part of the country, and we have, they just didn't play the Brewers. That was my bad.
I see. So. Well, normally at their seventh inning stretch, they play Sweet Caroline.
Yes.
We're not quite to the seventh inning stretch of this show, so I won't ask you to sing.
Sing yet? Okay, that'd be good.
Maybe next segment.
Well, we want to keep people on that are listening right now. Thanks.
Well, speaking of the next segment, we're going to talk a little more in-depth football because the Bulls had their first scrimmage of preseason practice. That was yesterday. Coach, going to break that down first, talk about a couple of key areas on the offense. This is the UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold, and we've got more to come here from UB Stadium. This is UB Football Insider from Learfield.
UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at A-Turf.com.
Hi, I'm Tomo Dobrosavage, last season's winner of the hit show, The Biggest Loser. Start your own journey toward health and wellness by booking a stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara. I've stayed there, and it's amazing. They have world-class trainers, expert nutritionists, an award-winning spa, state-of-the-art fitness facilities, and their new independent health aquatic center. Call 888-945-6737 to book your stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara, and begin your own transformation. Call 888-945-6737 today.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
A Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck, voice of Bulls football, joined by head coach Lance Leipold. We're doing our show here and next week at UB Stadium, but after that, this show moves over to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, where we will be every Monday night, so a good chance for Bulls fans to come out and interact a little bit and ask some questions and meet you and find out what's on their mind, right? You love that.
That'd be awesome, and it would be. It's fun. It's Monday night, Monday Night Football. We get a chance to recap a little bit of our game. You and I can eat in between segments.
Sold.
And that, I can't think of a better way to spend a Monday.
You got it. I'm there. I'm with you. So, you had a fun day spending a Sunday yesterday with the first scrimmage of preseason camp, about your first end of your first week of camp. The pads were on, game situation. I want you to give me a sense of how it went, what you saw, what you liked, and what made you come out of there going, okay, we got some areas we got to work on.
Well, we'll always have areas to work
That's
on.
True.
That's one of those things that keeps us going that way. But I was very pleased. I think we had our five normal days. We go 2 days of helmets, Paul, then we go 2 days with helmets and shoulder pads, 1 day of full pads, and then yesterday was the sixth. And that was, we made that a scrimmage day. So it's been a good week. We've gotten a lot done. As you said, our retention level and being able to move and move pretty quickly in what we're doing has been excellent. And we wanted to go into that scrimmage and make it a physical setting for us. And by that, we want to have a lot of concentration on the inside running game. We want to see how we could play the run and also see how some of our young running backs, we're going to, how they're going to handle the situation, especially with like an increased load than they normally have had.
This Bulls camp update is presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. Well, let's talk about that. As you talk about wanting to run the ball, there were a group of young running backs, most of which have not seen any playing time at all, that are going to be guys that you rely on. And right off the bat, one of the first carries of the scrimmage was Emmanuel Reed, and he ripped off about a 30-yard touchdown run. Let's start there with your running back situation.
Yeah, Emmanuel Reed was probably one of the bigger bright spots of the scrimmage. I think anybody that was there probably caught his, you know, everything we've been kind of hoping and waiting for with Emmanuel. You know, he's got really electric quickness type to his game, a little burst to him. A guy that then when he does get an opening, has ability to take it to distance. And he missed all of spring as far as contact situations going with a pectoral injury, and so it kind of set him back a little bit. Jonathan Hawkins is still not cleared for full contact yet, so he was held out of the scrimmage, and it gave us a chance to really, you know, kind of catch Emmanuel up in some live reps. I think he really took advantage of it.
Yeah, when fans see Emmanuel Reed, they're automatically going to think he reminds them of Brandon Oliver. Emmanuel's 5'6" tall. He's built a lot like Brandon Oliver, solid, squatty, and that's a compliment when I say that. He seems to me maybe even a little quicker, maybe foot speed as fast as Brandon was, but there's an inevitable comparison to see a running back that style that makes you think, boy, he looks like a guy I remember.
Yeah, and not being here when Brandon played, you know, but have a chance to meet him when he's been back, I can easily see where the comparisons. I think what Emmanuel's done a great job of in the last 9 months is putting on the extra pounds and thickness that allow him to be durable. He's done also a very good job of, you know, really working on his hands. I think if there's one thing, you know, in the passing game and ball security is probably an area of weakness that we talked to him about. And I thought he, not only did he have a great run, I thought I was equally impressed with the catch that he had. He made about 2-3 guys miss, and it had another big game for us.
Talking with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is UB Football Insider. We are live from UB Stadium. Well, when you want to run the ball, that means you want to see your running backs, but you want to see your offensive line as well, too. You bring 4 starters back from last year. You got to figure out a new left tackle, always a key position. But tell us a little bit about the 2 guys competing there, and tell us a little bit about what I know you're most excited about on your offensive line, which is a lot more competition and depth.
Yes, you know, right now at the left tackle position, West Seneca native Evan Kasarczyk is working with the first unit, and we think he had a good spring. He's had an excellent summer, and he and Jaquise Webb, the transfer from Rutgers, who hails from Rochester, are going to kind of battle that out. And Jaquise had a good week, you know, so both those guys did some good things. And as you said, there's probably, you know, the difference, some of the differences you were asking about from years 1 and 2 to 3 is one of the things that I think we have a lot better feel and depth of what we can do up front.
Turnover is inevitable at all levels of college football, but as you look at the turnover on your offense, you'd say we've got 4 starters and a veteran group on the offensive line. You have a returning starter at quarterback. There's a little more uncertainty at receiver and running back, but if you had to make a preference, coming in with a veteran offensive line and a quarterback allows you to do things around it. Is that fair?
And it all starts up front. You know, I think all of us, when we put our fan hats on, you know, it's always about the skill positions and where things go defensively, maybe linebacker and defensive back. But, you know, most football teams are going to, they're going to be as good as they are up front on both sides of the ball. And for us to have that ability to have 4 returning starters, but also where we're at with depth, and because, you know, unfortunately, there's probably going to be somebody getting banged up. And, you know, we go back to our first year, we lost 2 guards with about 4 games to go at different times, and we really didn't have the complete answer to get us over the hump like we had hoped. And last year, we a little bit better, but I think now where we're at of You know, we're sitting 10, 11 guys that are getting work, and I think they're going to be there in a position to compete. And whether or not it all happens this year, I think as guys move through the program, I think you're going to see guys that are going to be able to move in without us having to continue to look at the junior college ranks and things like that. Hopefully we've kind of closed that gap.
All right, a defensive question about yesterday's scrimmage, because our next segment guest, Jarrett Franklin, is sitting in the room here, and I want to keep Jarrett on my good side. I thought the pass rush, there was some sacks with air yeah. quotes there, because you don't actually hit the quarterbacks, but the defensive ends, Damone Harris and Chuck Harris, best mm-hmm. night's pass rushing. So give me your defensive assessment from scrimmage one.
Yeah, I think you hit those two guys. Damone missed spring. So again, when you have guys that miss some time and you see them back on the field doing some things, it's great to see what those guys are going to add to us. I think Malcolm Kuntz is a young defensive end as well that's going to add. Miles Nicholas is a young man that's probably really turned the corner, a lot of different things to be able to help our program. So there's four guys at the defensive end spot, which we like to rotate and are going to need. Other than Chris Ford and Justin Brandon, we're still searching for more depth at the defensive tackle spot. You mentioned Jared Bean right here right now. Transitioning to the 4-3 defense, we're finally in a position we feel that we have the depth there and experience and to fit the part than we ever have. We moved Ishmael Hargrove over to the Will spot with Jared. Those two guys are going to be able to split time, stay fresh. Also, I've talked to them about their abilities to still be valuable special teams players. And so that kind of feeds off itself. So I'm very, very pleased. We've got things to work on, but we're a lot more, I guess, if the word would be stable, of where we're at in the competition area.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining us, as always. We'll catch
up
with
you. Yeah, you want to get rid of me and get these guys out there. I don't blame you. I would, too.
No, that's not fair. No, your name is still on the show. So
yeah, not for long after Jared gets home. And he's in grad school now. He's going to be like, he might own the show in a year or so.
We may talk about that when we get off the air. But we'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Great.
Another scrimmage to update, another week of practice. So we'll talk a little more in depth about the defense and maybe some of the other positions as well.
Sounds awesome.
All right, that's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. As previously mentioned, linebacker Jarrett Franklin joins us for our next segment. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Parents, sign your children up for the Junior Bulls Kids Club. For just $30, Kids Club members receive free admission to all UB Athletic home games, invitations to special events, official t-shirt, membership card, and more. The Kids Club is available for children 8th grade and younger, but can be fun for the entire family. Join today and cheer on the Bulls all season long. Look for the Kids Club link on ubbulls.com.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Light. My name is Voice of the Bulls, Paul Peck, and we are here live at UB Stadium. We thank Coach for joining us for our first two segments of the show, but we're going to turn the rest of the show over to a couple of veteran players on the Bulls team, and we start with one of the more veteran players, and we're happy to welcome in senior linebacker Jarrett Franklin to join us. Jarrett, how are things going so far? How's camp been? How's the first week? How was the movie that you got a chance to see today?
Pretty good. Everything's exciting. Everything's building up during practice, and it was nice getting out and, you know, spending some time with the teammates watching Dunkirk, actually. So,
yeah, UB Football Insider is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. All right, Jarrett, we're going to have a little fun here. I can tell everybody the stats say you're a senior linebacker from St. Charles, Missouri, but we want to know a little more about Jarrett Franklin. We want Bulls fans to know a little bit more about the guy they see wearing number 36. How about we start there? I'm always intrigued whether there's a significance to a number that a player wears. What does 36 mean?
Honestly, that was the number that was given to me, but I really wanted to change it my sophomore year. And then Lee Skinner, who was a linebacker before me, he said that was his old number, and everyone called him 36. So I decided to keep it just, you know, to pay homage to Lee Skinner, and he really wanted that number back, so I kind of kept it away from him. But that's basically the main reason I kept it over all these years.
I feel like there's always a story for every football player that has to do with their number, one way or the other, right?
So, yeah, definitely.
That's very cool. Want to remind Bulls fans not to miss out on the inaugural Fan Fest at UB Stadium on Sunday, August 20th. The event starts at 2 o'clock. Fans will have the chance to meet and get autographs from student athletes and coaches from football, women's soccer, and volleyball. The event will feature inflatables, face painters, door prizes, and more right on the turf of UB Stadium. And the best part, it's all free. For more information, visit ubbulls.com. Well, I mentioned you are from St. Charles, Missouri. I'll assume that's relatively close to St. Louis, right?
Yes.
All right, so who's your all-time favorite St. Louis athlete growing up?
Oh, man, that's tough. It used to be Albert Pujols, then he left. So I'm going to have to say Yadier Molina. He's been at St. Louis ever since I was a kid, and he played for the Cardinals, and the Cardinals is always a good baseball team, you know. I didn't grow up playing baseball. My brother and my sister played Little League. My brother played baseball. My sister played softball. And I wanted to try it, but I could never, you know, actually sit out in the field and wait for a ball. So I was one of those kids just playing around, you know. So my parents never got me into that. I was more of a wrestler and a football player, but watching baseball was really fun. A city like St. Louis, the Cardinals, you know, it was a big baseball city, and our town loved the Cardinals too. So it's either you're a Cardinals fan or a Cubs fan from where I'm from, and they hate each other, but it's all friendly competition.
You mentioned wrestling. It is as big a part of your life as football is. You were a state champion wrestler. I know you have a passion for it. Tell the fans something about the sport of wrestling that they might not know, and that may be something that you have learned that carries into other parts of your life.
Well, wrestling isn't WWE like some people think.
Right.
It's one of those sports where it's an individual sport, but to score points, you need to work as a team. So you can't just play it safe. Sometimes you have to go out and take risks. Sometimes you have to, you know, pin a guy when you think that, you know, you could just stay back and just score points. It is an individual sport, but at the end of the day, if your team doesn't win, that's on the individuals, you know. So it's something that, you know, it takes a lot of grit and a lot of competitive nature within yourself. And my coach said to me when I was in Little League, when I first started, he said, once you wrestle, everything else in life is easy. And I've lived by that. And honestly, it's true. Like, wrestling was the hardest thing I had to go through so far. So
you are an electrical engineering major, a very demanding course study here at the University of at Buffalo. Demands on your time, demands on your brain and everything else. For those of us that might not understand the nuances of what you're good at when it comes to academics, give me an application for what electrical engineering might have an effect on me and coach and everybody else, maybe, when you're designing and owning companies down the future.
I mean, electrical engineering is almost based in anything from computers to aerospace. And I personally want to work in the aerospace industry. There's a few guys that were my colleagues that actually get to work for SpaceX and NASA. And that's really exciting to me because they can actually send stuff into space. And, you know, I want to be on the forefront of that. But closer to home, you know, the lab that I do conduct research at, we work with energy systems. So, you know, your power lines, your transmission lines, transformers. And a lot of people, I didn't understand it when I first went to the lab, but over time I started to understand what faults were, basically harmonics, power losses, and a lot of equations go into it and a lot of studying goes into it. And it's the nature of electrical engineering that helps us sit down and analyze the situation, analyze the problem, and see what's the most efficient way to attack a problem.
All right, speaking of power and high voltage, you're going to like this transition. Tell me the one thing you learned from being Khalil Mack's backup as a freshman here at UB.
Honestly, the one thing I learned most from Khalil is college is a lot different than high school, and if you want something, you have to go out and take it. And what I learned is in high school, I played defensive end, so I didn't really need to learn the playbook a lot. But I got to sit down with Khalil, and I got to learn a lot from him, not just the playbook, but also, like, small nuances about the game. And I also got to learn, like, pass rushes and how to be more savvy in my game. So it was really exciting for me just being able to sit down and learning that if you really need something or you really want something in college, it's a lot different because you have to go out and grab it. It's not going to be given to you.
Yeah, and guess what? He's done that in the NFL too.
Yeah, exactly.
Much more with Jarrett Franklin. We'll talk a little more football, talk about his role on the Bulls defense when we return live to UB Stadium. This is UB Football Insider from Learfield.
Buffalo's home for the number one brand in worldwide sports. 1520 AM WWKB Buffalo, ESPN 1520.
This meant that Town BMW leased the 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Support the Blue and White Fund, the fundraising arm of UB Athletics, and help build a strong foundation for years to come. You can play a critical role in making UB New York's public powerhouse. Invest in excellence. Invest in the future. Invest in UB Athletics and our student athletes. Log on to bullsblueandwhite.com for more information.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music. Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season. has the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc, work together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hi, I'm Tomo Dobrosavage, last season's winner of the hit show, The Biggest Loser. Start your own journey toward health and wellness by booking a stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara. I've stayed there, and it's amazing. They have world-class trainers, expert nutritionists, an award-winning spa, state-of-the-art fitness facilities, and their new independent health aquatic center. Call 888-945-6737 to book your stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara, and begin your own transformation. Call 888-945-6737 today.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck. I am the voice of Bulls football. We want to remind football fans to book your fantasy draft at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's got the best deal in town. Those packages include a fantasy draft kit, choice of dinner, and a VIP card good for season-long game day discounts, priority seating, a chance to win $100, and a VIP team party during the season. Call Jill Baker at 716-390-6083 to book your fantasy draft party today. That's 716-390-6083. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Continuing live here at UB Stadium with Bulls senior linebacker Jarrett Franklin. All right, we got all the in-depth knowledge out of you. Let's talk a little football now. Here you are getting ready to be a starter for your third year on the Bulls defense. A lot more veteran guys back on the defense. Give me a sense of where you feel like your defense is at and what you've seen through the first week of scrimmaging and practice.
So far, I've loved the energy that we've been bringing. The defense always is a rowdy bunch, always going back and forth with the offense, and that's the fun competition is what makes us, it makes it a lot more fun to practice, you know. It doesn't matter how long the practice is, I just know that we're out there working and having fun and having that bond, because now I feel like we're playing for each other, you know, and it seems like we're just starting to click stuff off a lot better now. The more you iterate something, the more it's able to be ingrained into your head. So
it's kind of a veteran group on defense, particularly at your linebacker position. Ishmael Hargrove, Khalil Hodge, Jordan Collier, all guys that played last year, all guys that are sort of making up the core of the linebacker group. How much does that help when you've got guys that you sort of, you don't have to think where Khalil is, you know where he's going to be, and he doesn't have to worry about the other side? Give everybody an idea of how much that helps you be a better football player.
Oh, it's honestly great. You know, when we're out there, if someone doesn't really know something or someone's a little bit uneasy about something, we always communicate. We're always talking. Khalil and Jordan Collier and Ish, whoever's out there, you know, we're always communicating with each other, because we're basically the quarterbacks of the defense. We have to make sure that all the calls are right and everyone's lined up. So communicating not just between ourselves but with the defensive line as well and with the safeties and corners behind us, it really turns out to be a dangerous bunch once we get that clicked off.
Aside from the fact that there are a lot of veteran guys, you always get new faces, and sometimes those new faces can be energizing new faces. Tell us about some of the new guys that you're trying to ingrain into the Bulls' defensive system.
I mean, last year we got to see Matt Awanowski a little bit. Hopefully, you know, he's going to keep progressing on that path. He knows the defensive playbook like the back of his hand. And then we got Nico Ruggiero and Kadafi Wright. You got to see them both at the scrimmage. Kadafi is really athletic. He can move really well. And then we also have Nick Ricks, who's a JUCO transfer, and he really knows his stuff too. He's really bought in, and I'm really happy with how much he's progressed in this short amount of time.
Last year, you were number three on the team in tackles with 75. I think all of us remember, and I'm sure you'll tell me it's one of your memorable games when you had the 17 against Army. What do you want to do? What's the next level for you? What do you go into the season thinking, here's what I want to accomplish, here's what I need to be better at?
MAC championship. That's honestly, that would be a great way to go out. MAC championship and a bowl game with my brothers, and you know, I've tried spending a lot more time with the guys and just camaraderie and spending time, you know, not just at football, but, you know, eating out. And, like last night, me and some of the guys, we went out and got some wings and it was packed. It was just like 20 football players in there and it was fun. And, you know, that's like, those are the moments I'm going to miss the most. And those are the moments that build those bonds that makes you want to go out and use your blood, sweat, and tears for every guy.
All right, rough estimate here. How many wings do 20 football players pound down on a Sunday night?
Well, I mean, we had some wings and we had some fingers. So in wings, I would think we would have at least 150. And then the fingers, we probably had about 20. It was a good night. It was a good night. I'm going to make weight. I'll tell you that.
Good. I'm glad you mentioned that. And I'm sure Coach will be happy to hear that as well, too. You know, we know you guys are so focused on eating right. But every once in a while, you got to have a little cheat day. And I think after a hard scrimmage, you guys were allowed that, weren't you?
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Jarrett, thank you very much. It's always good to catch up with you. Have a good season. I know we'll have a chance to talk to you a little bit more as the year moves on.
All right, sounds good.
That is Bulls senior linebacker Jarrett Franklin joining us live here at UB Stadium. Coming up for our next segment, we welcome in our second special guest. That is quarterback Tyree Jackson. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls!
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Learfield Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors Cup.
Hi, I'm Tomo Dobrosavage, last season's winner of the hit show, The Biggest Loser. Start your own journey toward health and wellness by booking a stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara. I've stayed there, and it's amazing. They have world-class trainers, expert nutritionists, an award-winning spa, state-of-the-art fitness facilities, and their new independent health aquatic center. Call 888-945-6737 to book your stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara, and begin your own transformation. Call 888-945-6737 today.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music. Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Radio Show, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. I'm voice of Bulls football, Paul Peck, and joining us for our next segment here is Bulls quarterback Tyree Jackson, getting set to head into his sophomore year here at UB, and your second year as a starter. So that doesn't mean that people don't know everything they need to know about you. So are you ready? Are you ready for a little get-to-know Tyree segment here?
Yes, sir.
All right, this segment is brought to you, and I mention it because we don't want Bulls fans to miss out on the inaugural Fan Fest at UB Stadium on Sunday, August 20th. The event starts at 2 o'clock. Fans will have the chance to meet and get autographs from student-athletes and coaches from football, women's soccer, and volleyball. The event will feature inflatables, face painters, door prizes, and more, and it's right on the turf of UB Stadium. The best part? It is all free. For more information about the Fan Fest on August 20th, visit ubbulls.com. All right, let's start, Tyree, by telling everybody all about your hometown of Norton Shores, Michigan. Where is it, and what's it like?
Norton Shores, it's on the west side of Michigan. It's in a city. It's in Muskegon. It's like a city called Muskegon, and it's right on Lake Michigan. So, you know, I grew up going to the beach a lot with my family, and, you know, hanging out with friends on the water. So we're really known for just being on the water and stuff like that.
So is that what there is to do for fun in Norton Shores, is hang out on the beach and on the water?
Yeah,
fishing,
I mean,
boating, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up boating, jet skiing with friends and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a real nice area, and it's not a big town, but everyone knows everyone, and it's real nice.
What's the big hangout place? What's the place that when you go back home to Norton Shores, you either got to go get something to eat there, or you got to go see people, or is there like a place there like that?
I'd say when I go home, my favorite place to go is probably go get some pizza. There's a little pizza shop in Muskegon that's not really anywhere else, so I go there and get food. But other than that, I just really hang out with my family and my mom and dad, and just hang out.
So was that kind of the off season, that the short off season that you guys do really get when you went back home? Was it just kind of hanging out at home with your folks and everything?
Oh yeah, I mean, I see all my friends that play college football. We all come back around the same time for that break, so we all hang out. We all go get food, but other than that, it's just hanging out with family and resting, because, you know, when you get back here, it's just straight to the grind.
I had a chance to meet your cousin, Asante Brown, who plays for Western Michigan at the Mac Media Day in Canton, Ohio. But like you said, you get together with three or four, however many guys it is, that all play college football. What's it like when a group of college football players get together and inevitably sort of talk about what it's like to be a college football player?
Well, many people don't know, but it's similar. Everyone goes through the same experiences at other schools, so we just kind of talk about the same stuff. And with me and Asante playing each other's, you know, so we talk about that and how that's going to go this season, because we didn't get to do it the past season. So really just talking smack with him and just hanging out with old friends.
Yeah, that's something for Bulls fans to keep an eye on. When Western Michigan comes here in October, you were hurt. You missed the game at Western Michigan last year, but you're going to line up and look over to your left or to your right, and there's going to be your cousin trying to rip your head off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for that game. It'll be fun. We've talked a lot of junk so far, so we'll see who comes out on top on that one.
I mentioned that you were a part of the Bulls contingent that went to Mac Media Day in Canton, Ohio a couple of weeks ago. Your first chance to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What was your impressions of the place? What jumped out at you? What did you learn about the sport of football that maybe you didn't know before?
Yeah, I'd never had been there, and I think I didn't expect for it to be as cool as it was. I mean, that was probably one of the coolest things I've ever got to experience in my life. Just going and seeing all of that stuff. I mean, from the heads of all the Hall of Fame players to just the video. We watched a video of the Super Bowl, and it was just a normal Super Bowl video, but they made it way better than any video I've ever seen. So, I mean, just all the little stuff like that, and then just seeing the Brett Favre stuff was real neat to me, and all the quarterback stuff.
Well, tell everybody why Brett Favre is so special to you.
Well, Brett Favre is my favorite quarterback. My grandpa had me start watching Green Bay when I was little. And ever since then, I've been a Packers fan, even though I live in Michigan. Yeah, he's been my favorite player since I was little, so that's probably why it was so special.
You surprised me when you told me that you're probably closer to Green Bay straight across the lake than you are, like, say, to Detroit, which is in the same state.
Yeah, we take a ferry from Michigan to, you know, Wisconsin. It's about 3 hours, and then if I want to go to downtown Detroit, it's probably about three and a half hours, so it's about the same.
So the other thing I thought that was interesting for you and Damone Harris, who was with you at the Hall of Fame, was there. While the Hall of Fame celebrates the history of the game, there's also a part of it that celebrates the current players of the game. And just the look on your guys' eyes when you walked into that section, and right there in front of you was that 52 Khalil Mack jersey. Give me a sense of you know, that's as direct a connection to who you are and where you are as anything you might see in a place like that.
Yeah, I know. You see Khalil Mack all over on ESPN and stuff like that, and I don't think you really realize how special of a player he is until you walk into the Hall of Fame and see his jersey hung up and a huge picture of him. So just him coming from Buffalo and walking the same halls, going to the same classes as us, gives us that that hope and aspiration to do the same thing that he's doing.
Have you had a chance to meet him or talk to him yet?
He
gets up here a little bit, I know.
Yeah, my freshman year, he came up here when Joe Licata and all of them were here, and I got to talk to him and stuff. And then this summer, he was here for a little bit because his brother Ladarius is on our team now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I haven't really sat down or talked to him for a while, but I've met him, and he's a really nice person.
When you're at a place like the Hall of Fame, and you're, whether it's Khalil or Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, fellow Mac guys like yourself, or any of the great players that are there, how much does it go through your mind that, boy, this is where I want to eventually, it'd be great to be there, but to get into the league, to be able to make football a career for you and maybe eventually be in a place like that, is that inevitable that you think about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you see Ben Roethlisberger and Matt quarterback in the Hall of Fame, just in there, and guys like Antonio Brown, like you said, it just goes to show that it doesn't matter what conference you're in or what team you play for. I mean, it's possible for anyone. So if you put in the work and the time, good things will come.
What's your second favorite sport to play other than football?
Basketball. I always grew up playing basketball. My dad had me playing when I was little, and I really liked basketball a lot. But as I got older, I would say I was better at football and a lot better in football. So I just stuck with that.
Now, you know, I know you were not as 6'7" when you were in your early stages of high school. So are you like an oversized point guard when you play basketball now?
Yeah, my whole life. Growing up, I played point guard in high school and freshman, sophomore year. And that's just what I've always played. I mean, quarterback kind of correlates with point guard, so it just went hand in hand.
Do you ever have the opportunity to shoot around a little bit or even play with some of the basketball guys here at UB?
A lot of our teammates, we go to alumni and play pickup games. I don't know how Coach Leifold feels about that, but we kind of shut that down for the summer. But, yeah, we definitely all play pickup and shoot around because I know a lot of guys on the team played in high school, so they kind of miss the game.
All right, so who's the best basketball player on the Bulls football team when you are allowed to do that?
Our receiver, AJ, Anthony Johnson, he's really talented. He's a freak athlete, so that kind of goes into why he's such a good basketball player. But definitely, I'd probably say him. But back the other quarterback, Drew Anderson, he's pretty good too.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys that are taller than 6'4", 6'5", that always helps make you good basketball players, doesn't it? Well, much more to come with Tyree Jackson. We're going to talk a little more football in our next segment, find out what's different about Tyree as he enters his second year as the starting quarterback here. You are listening to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Buffalo sports fans, get to UB Stadium this fall for tailgating, live music, and great UB football action. Where else can you see hard hits, thrilling catches, and enjoy live music by national recording acts like Janet Kramer, Gin Blossoms, Better Than Ezra, and more? Bring the whole family and come cheer on the Bulls this season. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Bulls fans.
fans. Come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Back to the UB Football Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We are live at UB Stadium. This is the training camp special debut edition of UB Football Insider. We're going to be with you here every Monday night, starting at 5:30 on ESPN 1520. A couple of weeks here at UB Stadium before our show goes on the road. And speaking of that, the place we go on the road has a great opportunity for fantasy football fans, because you're going to want to book your fantasy draft at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill for the best deal in town. Packages include a fantasy draft kit, choice of dinner, and a VIP card good for season-long game day discounts, priority seating, a chance to win $100, and a VIP team party during the season. Call Jill Baker at 716-390-6083 to book your fantasy draft party today. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Continuing with Bulls starting quarterback Tyree Jackson, who would be your number one quarterback in a fantasy football draft? Who's your pick?
I'm going to have to go with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Now, we already know you're a little prone to the green and the gold there.
Yeah.
So I got you. All right. So let's talk a little bit about where you are entering your second season. You got the 9 starts under your belt as a redshirt freshman. Certainly a valuable experience for you, thrown in a little bit, which sometimes can get your head spinning a little bit. So how much less is your head spinning now that you've had a whole off season to know what your job is as the quarterback?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no experience like being out there and playing. So just going out there and playing those games, and even if we didn't get the results we wanted, it was good for the young guys and good for the team, for the people that played. So just coming out there now, I feel a lot more confident, more.
What was the biggest surprise to you in actually getting out there and playing college football? Was there anything about the game or just about the job of being a starting quarterback that maybe you didn't expect?
I think the biggest change is, I mean, the speed of the game is pretty fast, but when I redshirted, I mean, I was going against the starting defense every day. So, I mean, just the preparation and it takes to be a Division I quarterback. I mean, you have to maybe not do a lot of things that other kids are doing. You have to spend time in here and watching film and just, you know, doing that. But that's part of the game that I love. So I think that was just kind of easy for me.
Were you kind of ready for that, the mental part, the responsibilities of being a quarterback? Is that something that you knew was going to be part of what your responsibilities would be as the starter?
Yeah, my redshirt year, I treated it like I was starting. I kind of copied whatever Joe was doing. If I was watching film, even though I knew there was no chance of going out there, I knew I was redshirting. I would travel. I'd go to sleep early on away games. I'd watch extra film and stuff. But, I mean, that kind of all is paying off now, so.
You have a new quarterback's coach this year, and I would think that the relationship between a quarterback and his quarterback coach, because it's not a whole group full of, it's not a room full of a whole bunch of guys, you probably get as close to your quarterback coach as anybody. And you have a new one this year in Jim Zabrowski, who comes on to the staff, having previously worked with Coach Leipold. How long did it take you to get to a comfort level with Coach Z, as you call him, and how much is he going to help make you a better quarterback?
Honestly, the first day he got there, he showed up to one of our winter conditioning workouts and he's yelling and he's messing with us, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna like this guy. He's real laid back, but he really gets on us and gets us going, and he's taught me a lot so far in the 6 months or however long he's been here. So I think that he's going to help our team, not just the quarterbacks, but the receivers and the offensive line, because all the guys love him, and they have a great relationship with him as well. So I think as a football player, he'll help us, but as a person, he helps us too.
What might be different about this year's offense compared to last year?
I think this year we're a lot more explosive. I mean, even watching practice this year, we got some guys that can really run, and we got a good old line this year that'll be a lot better, because I mean they're all returning, they're all experienced. So I think just the young talent we have at receiver and guys like Anthony Johnson that had to sit out last year with a redshirt will definitely help us.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that receiving core. There is a pretty good amount of transition, even though you've got veterans like Jacob Martinez and Jamaal Island and Kamadi Holsey coming back. There are some new names that Bulls fans will see in an Anthony Johnson, an Antonio Nunn, a little more KJ Osborne. How have you sort of melded with all those guys, which is kind of an interesting mix of senior guys and some new guys, like you said?
I think the neat thing about that group is they're all so close together. So, I mean, throughout the offseason, we'd all go out and we'd throw, or maybe I'd just go hang out with Wu, we call him as Kamathi, we call him Wu. So go hang out with him, and then you got Tone and the other young guys. You know, I think as a team we're a lot closer, so that helps with that. So I think the connection is a lot better this year with them. I mean, they tell me if they see something, and I tell them if I see something, and we just kind of have that respect for one another. So.
Is the passing game going to be much different in the way you guys go about it this year?
I mean, we put a little wrinkles and stuff into it that that we'll finally get to show August 31st. But other than that, I mean, we got guys that can run, so we're just trying to get them the ball in space.
And you mentioned quarterback's best friend is his offensive line. You got a veteran group of four starters returning there.
Yeah, my roommate this year in the apartments is O'Hagan, so that's my center. So I see
why
him.
Do I feel like I want to say sorry to hear that?
No, he's a great roommate.
He's a great guy.
But like guys like Evan Kozarczyk at left tackle this season, me and him are really close friends. And then the rest of them, I mean, we all hang out and we all do stuff together, so we got a good bond.
That's Bulls quarterback Tyree Jackson. We'll have much more in the ensuing weeks. Make sure you join us every Monday here on ESPN 1520 for UB Football Insider, brought to you by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. This has been the season debut of the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network, live from UB Stadium, UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, New Era Cap, by WGRZ Channel 2, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.